Recently, the C-SPAN school bus visited the Camp Nelson Heritage Park. Located about 20 miles south of Lexington, Kentucky, Camp Nelson was the site of a Union Army supply depot during the Civil War.
Camp Nelson was under the command of Brigadier General Speed S. Frye, who was a general from Danville, Kentucky. He had founded the 4th Kentucky Infantry early in the war, was involved in a number of engagements, and then became the commander of Camp Nelson. Camp Nelson was created under orders from Major General Ambrose Burnside, who was the commander of the Army of the Ohio. And Burnside was stationed here just prior to his Knoxville campaign, which he began in August of 1863. And in fact, that was one of the reasons that Camp Nelson was constructed as the supply depot for that campaign. If someone entered Camp Nelson after it was constructed, they would see a very busy and active depot. There were roughly 300 standing wooden buildings here. The camp was an industrial center. It had shops which manufactured wagons and harnesses, shoed horses, made hardware, had a sawmill and a woodworking shop. And these shops provided materials or means of transportation to provide soldiers with the supplies they needed. There were between 1 and 2,000 civilian employees working, running around. There was a commercial district with restaurants and shops where soldiers and civilian employees could buy goods. It was basically a city. It had an industrial component, a commercial component, a provost marshal or police component. It had a jail where misbehaving soldiers and civilians would be sent, and it had an occupying army force. It would be a very busy place. The army chose the site to put this depot on because its easily defendable nature. It was surrounded on three sides by waterways and high stone palisades, sometimes up to 500 feet tall. That made it much easier to defend. The only exposed area was along the northern perimeter where they built a strong line of fortifications. When people visit the site of Camp Nelson today, they'll see a landscape that looks very much like it did in 1863. There's only one remaining structure from the period, which is the White House or Perry House. There's also interpretive trails with signs for people to see to learn the story of Camp Nelson. And the White House is interpreted as both a civilian residence and a residence of officers, and it also contains some general introductory material on Camp Nelson's history. We're located in the parlor of the White House, or Perry House, which was a civilian residence built in the mid-1850s that became quarters for officers in the Civil War during the occupation here that was called Camp Nelson. When Camp Nelson was occupied between 1863 and 1866, there were typically between 2 and 8,000 federal soldiers here. There were also between 1 and 2,000 civilian employees. And after the summer of 1864, there were upwards of 3,000 African-American refugees here also. Camp Nelson was a large supply depot for the Army of the Ohio. It supplied Union troops operating in Kentucky, as well as eastern Tennessee and northeastern Alabama. Its greatest significance, however, is as Kentucky's largest recruitment camp for African-American troops. African-Americans enrolled in the Army in Kentucky to gain their freedom and to fight for the freedom of others. 8 U.S. colored regiments, as they were called during that time, were founded here, and 3 others were trained here. So roughly 10,000 African-American men became soldiers at Camp Nelson in 1864 and 1865. The significance of those recruitments, first of all, was that it was the beginning of the end of slavery in Kentucky. Second of all, these men made a significant contribution to the Union victory in the Civil War. A number of regiments were involved in large and small engagements. A number of soldiers were stationed at critical transportation nodes where they protected garrisons, they protected bridges, they protected supply depots. The Camp Nelson refugee camp was started in December 1864, and it began, had kind of a mixed beginning, because these refugees, who were initially the wives and children of the enlisting U.S. colored troops, were not really supposed to come into camp, but the soldiers brought them in because they were afraid their owners, former owners, would retaliate against them. They also were hoping that the wives and children would also gain their freedom, so they brought them into camp with them. They set up a lot of shanties throughout the camp, and finally in November 1864, the commander, General Speed Fry, ejected all of the refugees from camp, took them in wagons up towards Nicholasville on a very, very cold November day. Many of them were exposed to very cold weather through the night, and out of the 400 that were ejected, roughly 100 died within a few weeks of this event. This created a large uproar, and the Army changed their policy, and in December, a month later, constructed what they called the Home for Colored Refugees. Their families, the families of the enlisting soldiers, came to Camp Nelson to escape slavery themselves. They escaped the immediate condition of slavery, and they also hoped to gain their freedom. And in fact, following the November 1864 ejection of these refugees, the federal government began to look into this issue of the status of the women and children. And in March 1865, Congress passed an act which freed the family members of the enlisted soldiers. The educational significance of Camp Nelson is really the African-American story of the Civil War, the African-American participation in the Civil War, which is surprisingly little known or understood today, particularly the significance of Kentucky's African-Americans, who provided almost 24,000 soldiers. It also has a story of simply the logistics of the Civil War. Most of the Civil War, like any other war, wasn't taken up by battles. It was soldiers, garrison, soldiers encamped, civilians who were manufacturing goods for the Army, these supplies being shipped to various points. That's what really was taking place on a day-to-day basis, and that's an important part of the Civil War. It's not really told at the battlefield sites, and I think people get oftentimes a misconception about what took place between 1861 and 1865. The battles themselves didn't really, although they're quite dramatic and certainly were the critical aspect of the war, from the soldiers' perspective, most of their time was doing rather mundane activities, and this camp can also tell that story. When Camp Nelson was here, it covered over 4,000 acres. The core of the camp was about 800 acres, where most of the 300 buildings were located. Today, Jessamine County and the Camp Nelson Restoration and Preservation Foundation is involved in an effort to preserve Camp Nelson and tell this story. The county now owns about 400 acres in the center of the camp, and about 10 acres in the former refugee camp. And they're preserving this property, interpreting it to tell the story of Camp Nelson, and also trying to educate people so that both the Camp Nelson story will be told and the land around here will be preserved.